3 months of overseas time.
So would you train at Great Lakes, or?
Sir?
Did you train at Great Lakes and then go?
That's right.
And what kind of ship? I'm just curious.
Oh, I took training on the battleship Minnesota, these 3 months of overseas time was on an oil tanker, watching for subs. We'd get crude oil from Mexico and bring it back to refineries in this country.
Did you spot any subs?
Ma'am?
Did you spot any subs?
No.
On an oil tanker, I bet you were surprised.
They were operating though off our east coast.
He had to watch it, stand on guard at certain hours and watch for submarines.
Yeah, because I would think it would not be very good to be aboard an oil tanker if they got torpedoed.
Well,
be sort of hot.
It was a civilian crew, and our officer was just chief petty officer. That's as high as the officer was on my.
Oh, so they had like a naval detachment aboard a civilian
ship. That's right.
Ship,
yeah, I was on the 3-inch gun crew.
That's right.
See, they put the guns on these. Merchant ships at that time, too.
Because the submarines would attack on the surface, wouldn't they, most of the time?
Sir?
So wouldn't the submarines attack on the surface most of the time in World War One? Or were they submerged? I thought they...
The oil tankers?
Yeah. The submarines.
Submarines were, yeah. You had to watch for the periscope sticking up. That was...
That was fun.
Pretty hard to do, and of course they knew when the best time was to take observations of the ships they might blow up, but early in the morning or toward evening when you had to look toward the sun, the water rippling, you couldn't see a periscope too good. It was kind of...
I take it you've seen the World War II submarine in the Museum of Science and Industry up in Chicago.
What'd you say?
I say, hey, did you see the German submarine they have up in Chicago?
Oh no, I didn't see it. No.
That's quite an exhibit. Anything up there? You can go right into it. They took a sort of cut a door in the hall to see.
Oh.
Go right inside.
Interesting. I never did see the inside of a sub.
It really seems small.
It really is.
Think of all those people in there.
Well, they don't have that many, especially the German submarines. They were real small, and they didn't have that many people in them, like 50 or...
That's a lot.
Well, you're talking about a battleship. You're talking about 2,000 or 3,000 or something.
I was really surprised when I took training on a battleship what an enormous thing that is.
I'd never really been much on a ship. I never got out of the reserves, but I was in the Army.
For the duration of the war.
When they saw you coming, they stopped the war, though.
Yeah.
He was in from July to 1 year to March, whole March, last of March.
Of course, the Navy sailors and talking to the Army boys to say the Navy won the war, they brought, took them over and all, but the Army. Fellas wouldn't stand for it.
Yeah. Well, I guess you would have been close to 30.